Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about current market trends.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. So we're looking at the second half of 2019 already. It's crazy. Let's look at the next two quarters, third and fourth quarter of the year. Bob, what do you think is going to happen in this second half? We haven't had the roaring market we had previously in 2018.
Well, it's an interesting process because there's so many, if there wasn't so much political infighting, in calling names to the current administration and being sour on so many things, you know, the economy is really doing nicely. It's very stable and it's aggressive. Interest rates are very low on borrowed funds for real estate. There's a bunch of positive things. Employment is very high, which means tenants have money to pay rent. Landlords should be very pleased with the process, other than the fact that our state of Oregon dropped a huge bomb right in the middle of the landlord-tenant relationships. But other than that, it's a great time to own real estate.
I see also in the residential market, 34% of the buyers last year were first-time buyers, and I think that'll be the same this year. That means they're leaving the tenant pool and going into ownership. So that'll be a big influence. In the second, third, and fourth quarter, I've had a lot of first-time buyers approach me and say, can I do it now? And what I look at is the supply side and the demand side of the marketplace. What I see is supply is breaking loose or staying longer maybe on the market is what's going on. And then the buyers are softening. They're not as active in jumping, not as many multiple offers. So there is going to be more and more of a window going into the third quarter, I think, for those buyers.
So as I understand that, it's a more balanced market. The seller doesn't have a great advantage. The buyer doesn't have a great advantage. They are more staid in what they're doing. So it becomes a thinking person's game. Is that a reasonable assessment?
That is, and it's relative to the previous market. So
we have
2 months of inventory versus 1 month of inventory, so to speak. Twice the inventory, but it's still just 2 months. So you do have to be smart, but sellers need to understand and respect the buyers in this transaction now as well. They're not going to lose their head and offer just anything. They're going to make sure it's research-based.
And if not, they're going to stand around and let it pass on by. So if you want to cause something to happen, make sure that you're operating very close to the market.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.